This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, he threw me off with it. But it was an honor, you know, and I don't take it lightly. I'm happy I got to do it, and hopefully I can do it again.
That was Malachi Starks talking about breaking the huddle at training camp. And, Ben, I don't want to speak for you, but you were the one of the four of us that were there yesterday. You said one of the things you did notice, it was pretty clear he's an alpha kind of looking, even at rookie minicamp, looking like a bit of a leader.
He was moving guys around regularly every single play, every snap. It was pretty clear that – and him and Mike Green are the two youngest guys out there, 21 years old. It's crazy.
Malachi Starks, when they drafted him, I think it was Eric who mentioned they had him in, and they were talking about plays, and he was pointing everything out on the board. Like, they were amazed at how his mind could work even at this young.
Yeah, and we know from having the linebacker on last week that they didn't get their
Teddy Buchanan.
Yeah, Buchanan. They didn't get their devices. Yeah, tablets until the weekend. But you know, these days you can find a lot of stuff on. You at least find plays and stuff, you know, at clips. Not the diagnosis of the play, mm-hmm. but like he could watch a highlight film of Ed Reed in a Ravens uniform, no problem.
For sure. And with Starks starting every single year at Georgia, he was there when Monk was there, when they won a national championship his freshman year. To start as a freshman on a national championship team, like that's
team loaded
impressive.
With talent too. But like everybody on that defense basically got drafted. More from Malachi Starks. Advice he'd give someone next year.
Yeah, I'd say just really dive into it. You move so much faster in the game of football when you know what people around you are doing. So just being able to kind of pick up on what your other safety is doing, and then your corner, and then your nickel, and then the linebackers, and then when you get to the front, you know you're fit. And then at that point, you know defense, so now you're just playing with the offense. Okay, what's the offense giving me? They're going to give me this. How can I beat that? You know, so at a certain point, you just get to where you're playing defense, but you're playing with the offense while you're playing defense.
It's pretty amazing to hear him talk about all that stuff and realize he's a kid who's never played an NFL football game. Not many people get it that quickly, but he seems to understand everything that's going on around him.
Well, and again, it's not like he's got to come in and be the savior either. Like, he's got to come in and know the defense, which he will, and know it from multiple position groups, which he will. And he's got other people there who, I think by the time camp starts, Kyle Hamilton will be paid like best of breed. Yeah. Roquan's being paid like best of breed. Matabike is being paid like best of breed. He's got other people in there who really kind of bear that weight. He just has to be a strong complementary football player coming in.
Well, just focus on the secondary. You have two all pros in Kyle Hamilton and Marlon Humphrey, and then you have a first round pick from last year in Nate Wiggins. Like, a lot of pedigree.
Yes, yeah. More from Malachi Stark speaking at rookie minicamp yesterday. Talks about the camp.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it was a really good day. Guys had really good energy. everybody was on time in meetings. I told them just to be on time again and come out tomorrow with the same energy and just keep having fun. You know, we're all here chasing our dreams, so we're all supporting each other and just, you know, keep it going.
He told everybody to be on time. Pretty interesting. Like, be on time for meetings. We're going to go out there and have fun.
Look, this kid, from an intangible standpoint, has everything they could want and more. I mean, there was a reason that goes beyond just what you see on film, why they were licking their lips and so sort of hugging themselves over the opportunity to take him that deep in the first round. Like, he's going to remind them, I'm sure, of some pretty damn good football players they've had in that building before. And I'm just talking about as a, like, from the mental aspect of being a football player and from a work ethic and a preparation and a film study and a football savant sort of standpoint, it's clear he that's who he is.
That's what I was going to say. It just seems like a player that's just all about ball. And that's someone that's a John Harbaugh guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a John Harbaugh guy.
One more from Malachi Starks before we go to Aeneas Peebles, and he talks about his expectations.
Just kind of coming in, we had talked about it. Just, you know, being that leader, keep being myself who I was when I came from the University of Georgia. So just being able to continue to be myself and really dive into being a pro and bring guys along with me as well, I think it's huge for me.
It's funny to hear a rookie talk like that. And Jason, I thought you made a good point. He doesn't have to do too much because of what he's got around him, assuming health.
Yeah, this makes sense across the board. It is on paper and in the locker room and in the meeting room as best anyone could size something up before someone really starts their professional career at a level they've never played at before. It would seem to be a seamless fit.
For sure. And with him, it's just one player, but it's a domino effect on this defense because it frees up Kyle Hamilton. Heck, if you want to even throw another DB alongside Roquan Smith, you have that possibility as well. It just makes this defense so much more versatile now that he's in the fold.
And Jason, with all these secondary pieces, we made a point last week, I think it bears repeating, like how often are there going to be two linebackers on the field because they've got all these chess pieces they can use?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to depend on the development of some of these others. It's going to depend on Buchanan and Simpson at linebacker. It's going to depend on Ardarius picking up where he left off and Starks being ready for it and them embracing three safety dime packages. How much position flexibility is there with some of these young men? I don't think...
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It'll be as much as last year. Yeah. It certainly won't be as much as the year when Queen played like 99.4% of the snaps and Roquan played like 99.9%.
Let's go from first-round pick Malachi Starks to sixth-round pick Aeneas Peebles, and Aeneas talks about the chip on his shoulder from his draft.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same chip I've had my whole life, whether that had to do with the NFL draft or whether that had to do with, you know, just how I came up in high school. You know, I just feel like I've always had that chip on my shoulder, and, you know, it's helped to get me here. So, you know, I just continue to let that fuel me.
Aeneas Peebles, named after, he said during his presser yesterday, former Hall of Fame corner Aeneas Williams, talking about the fact that, you know, he had to wait a long time and he's got a chip now because of it.
Well, unfortunately for him, he happened to be in what looks like a generational D-tackle draft with a lot of guys who would just have a different build than him, who look more pro-ready from a size and length standpoint. This league is becoming dominated by... in the trenches, size and length and wingspan, and that's not how this young man's put together.
But even with all that being said, Jason, it's not too often outside of Looper, who was a 6th round pick, where Looper, a 6th rounder comes in and he might be able to carve out a role just because they didn't do anything in front of him at the position,
despite all the opportunities.
You got Brody, you got Jones, Matabike, and we expect them to bring in at least one veteran. He could be up on game day and in the rotation.
Sure.
Neas Peebles yesterday talking about his first taste of life in the NFL.
I mean, I just say it's everything I dreamed of. You know, it really takes me back, you know, when I was a young kid, you know, playing in the backyard, you know, envisioning all those, you know, fourth and longs and, you know, third and 15s, you know, for the wins, like just being in here and being in this amazing football environment and this, you know, culture of winning, it just takes me back to when I was a child. So I'm loving it.
Third and 15, it's interesting he mentioned that because that's probably when he'll see time on the football field. If he plays, it's going to be as a designated pass rush kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to be out there on rundowns.
Yeah, this isn't a Michael Pierce.
I think
Pierce.
It's going to be really interesting to see how many personnel packages he's in and even what they ask him to do in the preseason.
One more from Aeneas Peebles. His nickname is Fub. Tell us about your nickname.
Well, you know, I got the nickname Fub when I was a little kid. So, you know, I mean, I rarely even hear my government name nowadays. But, you know, when I was a baby, I was fat and chubby. So they always called me Fubby growing up. And, you know, now that I got older, it got short in the Fub. So, you know, I ran with it.
Everybody calls him Fub, Jason.
Not his government name.
Not his government name.
I mean, I don't know. Are the coaches going to call him Fub?
I bet you if he starts making plays, they call him Fub.
I mean, I'm sure in the locker room, like now that this is out there, I'm sure some of his teammates will call him Fub, but I'd be interested to see if the coaches do.
The bigger question is this.
Will Jerry Coleman call him Fub?
Oh, that's a very good question.
No,
Aloysius.
Not that. I was
we'll ask him tomorrow.
If Looper catches on, you think Harbaugh's going to call him Looper?
Yeah.
You think so?
That's a sports kind of thing that that kind of name.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a huge leap.
Yeah.
No, they're going to do it for the same reasons that I'm doing
it. I'll tell you. I don't know. I could guarantee you if Brandon Hyde was the coach of the Ravens, he'd be calling him Looper.
He would. Yes,
he'd absolutely be.
They'd all have
Looper.
Chico Bales Bondsman t-shirts.
Yes, they would. They would. Hey, coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
I was at CFG Bank Arena on Saturday, saw Linkin Park. It was a phenomenal concert. And no one's Chester Bennington. No one ever will be Chester Bennington. But Emily Armstrong, their new singer, a phenomenal voice, a powerful voice. But I was thinking, what is a band that you have seen that you wish you would have saw with the original bandmates? 410-583-1057. What band did you see that you wish you saw with the original bandmates? 410-583-1057. We'll get into it next on The Fan.